think inquiry takes a whole lot more different scope and work ethic than non-inquiry. And what I mean by that is when you're teaching the juniors, you got to be a kind of a two or three or four steps ahead when it comes to their questioning. So for me, the classroom has to be set up in a way where there's access, free access to media. And I'm talking if YouTube's media, if laptop's media, if you've got computers that are half working, how do you get your other colleagues on board where, hey, can we borrow your computers for the day and kind of roll them into either into that same classroom, or how do we get them to where we have a hub? So that's one way to set up the classroom. Second one is having a series of why, how do you know, not your black and white, like what, where. Those are, to me, are black and white answers, whereas hows and whys are taking what they know as a knowledge base, but then having to explain it in their own terms, which gives total ownership to them and total responsibility on their shoulders. And I think with inquiry, that needs to happen. A child who is shy, a child who's not, you know, forthcoming and trying, or doesn't take a whole lot of responsibility in doing their daily work, is going to have a tough time with inquiry, but it's important to team them up with somebody who is already on that path. So that's another aspect. The other way for inquiry is involve as many staff members that are interested in that kind of learning, and even for the ones that don't have a clue or don't believe in it, get them to think about some other things that they could add to the experience of whatever topic you're studying. So we'll take social studies, for example. So just like in the previous question. So a lot of kids love to delve deeper into what our traditional textbook would ever give them. A lot of kids would want to really take a tangent and look at maybe food resources or what trade looked like, and not just go with the information found on the computer, but go into old textbooks or old encyclopedias, which are very foreign to them, or build something, or try to recreate recipes. And so it became an all-encompassing kind of, hey, Mr. Ng, can we have a potluck based on food? Or could we have a potluck, and then each of us who study different groups do a traditional dress sewing project all in like a course of a week? So with inquiry, it's really important that you're flexible, you take a lot of time, you listen to what your kids have to say, figure out where they're going with their subjects and topics, and make yourself available to change your daily routine to allow more time for research. That's how I set it up.